Hey, Daddy. I know it's late. I just really needed to tell you something. Something that's been on my mind for a while now. Something that I haven't known for sure how to deal with. I tried a few times to talk to you about it. Do you remember? Those times when I'd start to tell you something and then look away embarrassed and just say never mind. I just kept getting so shy and I couldn't bring myself to say the things I wanted so bad to say. I thought it might go away when I went off to college, but it's only gotten more intense since I've gone. Missing home, missing you, Daddy. The feeling's only gotten stronger. At nights, especially, I just toss and turn and try not to wake my roommate. But some nights I can't sleep because I'm obsessing over it, so I just go into the common room and do mindless things like look at my phone. Like tonight, I couldn't sleep, and then I thought, if I could never bring myself to talk to you about this face to face, well, maybe I could tell you like this on the phone, Daddy. So here goes. What I've been wanting to say is, I know you like me, Daddy. I mean, in a special way. Ever since you and Mom got together and you moved in, I've known. I'd catch you looking at me, looking at my body, and then turning away when you saw that I noticed. No, Daddy, it's okay. Please just listen. 'Cause the truth is, I liked it when you looked at me, and I like you too, Daddy, in that special way. When I felt your eyes on me, it was almost like they were caressing me, almost like instead of just your eyes gliding over my body, you were running your hands all over me. Touching my skin, making me tingle all over. I liked that feeling so much, Daddy. I started to crave that feeling. Did you notice this summer before I left how I started to dress differently? How I started to show more of myself? How I started wearing clothes that showed off my girlish figure, those tight shirts and tank tops, those yoga pants that hugged my thighs, and those really short shorts and short skirts. I know you noticed, and the more you noticed, the more I chose outfits that would really show the shape of my young body. I wanted you to see my breasts. I know they're not that big, but they're nice and round and perky, aren't they? And I wanted you to look, and I wanted to let you look at my long, slender legs. I wanted to let you admire my cute, shapely backside. I couldn't get enough of your attention, Daddy. I would stand where you could see me or stretch out on the couch opposite to you, and most of the time, I wouldn't even look in your direction. Sometimes I would keep track of you out of the corner of my eye, and sometimes I would just face the other way, but I could always feel your eyes on me, staring at my soft, smooth skin where it showed, gazing upon my young, delicate curves under my clothes, undressing me in your imagination. I know this might feel like a lot to hear, but don't feel bad, Daddy. I'm trying to tell you that I loved every minute of it. I could feel your longing, and it made me feel special. It made me feel so good inside. But that's not all, Daddy. There's something more that I really wanted to tell you. Something specific that I know about. Something that's stayed with me for all these months now. I know what you did, Daddy. Late at night, in my room. No. Shh. It's okay, Daddy. It's okay. Please just listen. Let me keep going, please, Daddy. You tried to be so quiet. You crept in so stealthily. But that night I'd already been awake because of that big thunderstorm that wouldn't stop. It was a hot, humid summer night, so I remember I'd kicked down the sheets near the foot of the bed and I was stretched out in my thin, short nightie. At first, I was scared. First the thunder, and then an intruder. My heart was beating hard and fast as I watched this shadowy figure sneak over in front of my dresser, just a little bit past the foot of my bed. And then, even in the dark, I recognized you. Your big, strong body in your boxers and your undershirt. Moving so gently across the floor so you wouldn't wake me. But I was awake, and I was watching you through my narrowed eyes. You stopped at the foot of the bed, facing me. I felt you hovering over me, and that feeling came on so intensely. The tingling, knowing your eyes were drinking me in. Staring at my young body in the half-light of the moon shining through the window. Longing to touch me. Lusting after your little girl. I lay as still as I could. I remember the exact position I was in because I was trying so hard to keep calm and stay still. And because that moment is seared forever into my memory. I had one arm curled over my head, resting on the top of my pillow. I could feel my firm, young breasts heaving up and down as I tried to control my breathing. I could feel my raised nipples pressing hard against the sheer fabric of my nightgown. My legs were bare. One knee was bent, so they were kind of in a foreshape. The hem of my sheer nightie just lay over my hips. From where you stood, I was sure you could peek at the point where my slender, downy thighs met. Covered only by the thin, silky crotch of my panties. Through the slits of my eyes, I could see the bulge that your boxers could hardly contain. You moved your hand, hesitated, but then you just couldn't help yourself. You slid your hands over that bulge and slowly started rubbing it. I didn't know what to think. I was all mixed up inside. But then, What you did next really confused me. You turned around and stood in front of the drawers of my dresser. You were still trying to be so quiet, but I could hear you panting as you slid open the top drawer of my dresser. You carefully pulled out a pair of my panties. No, Daddy, shh. I already told you. It's okay. I just need you to listen to me, okay? Let me go on. I could see what pair you'd chosen by the dim light coming through the window. They were those skimpy black ones, the ones that hug the cheeks of my butt so tight, with the soft lace around the edges. Looking back, I can guess why you chose that pair. They were sexy, weren't they? You liked that they were lacy and girly, didn't you? And you liked that they were skimpy and a little naughty, didn't you? You liked my slutty panties, didn't you, Daddy? Daddy, are you still listening? Can I ask you a favor? Can you go back to my dresser and find a pair of my panties again? You won't find those lacy black ones in there, though, because I took them with me to college, but please, Daddy, go find another pair that you like, and then while you listen to me, will you relive this experience with me? Please, Daddy, find another pair of my panties. I know I left some behind. Maybe another slinky, stringy, lacy thong. Or maybe those boy shorts that hug my hips in that sexy way. Or maybe the ones with the cute pink ribbons at the hems. Just find a naughty pair that turns you on, Daddy. And then will you do what you did again to my panties? Oh, God. It's got me so hot thinking about it. Just like that night, I had to struggle not to breathe too loud because I was so nervous and my emotions were so on edge as I watched you walk over to my desk and swivel the chair to face me. You sat down on the chair, gripping my panties in one hand and with the other tugging at the waistband of your boxers and pulling them down. I don't know how I kept myself from gasping when I saw it, Daddy. How it bounced up as soon as you pulled the waistband over it. It was so big and hard and pointing straight up at your stomach. It was at that moment that my feelings went from being all mixed up to something else. As soon as I saw your cock, Daddy, is it okay if I call it that? As soon as you revealed it, I came to a realization. I realized that I'd been wanting to see it for so long. I realized that as much as I liked how you looked at me and how you were attracted to my body, all this time I wanted to look at you. I wanted to see your body. And now I could see the part of you that I'd never even dreamed I'd see. your long, thick cock, naked and standing straight up, bathed in the cool moonlight. Thinking back, it was like a statue, almost like something to worship. That's what it felt like, Daddy. Part of me felt like I had to stay still and keep pretending to be asleep. But another part of me wanted to get out of bed, crawl over to you, kneel beneath you, and worship that magnificent, erect cock. Every throbbing, swollen inch of it. Take it out again now, Daddy. Pull it out and let it get harder and harder as I tell you what happened that night. My body was illuminated in the dim light, but I could tell that my face was in the dark. So I opened my eyes a little wider to get a good look at you. Your chest and neck and head were obscured in shadows too, but I could tell that you were taking a good look at me, admiring my soft, silky, slender legs, seeing them totally naked all the way to the tops of my thighs for the first time. I thought you must be enjoying how my nightgown clung tightly to my flat tummy and the subtle, graceful curves of my young body, and how its sheer fabric was draped tight over my pert breasts as they rose and fell with each breath. I could see almost all of you below your chest as you leaned back in the chair. I watched you move your hand back onto your cock. I was surprised by how gently you stroked it at first, Daddy. You ran your fingertips lightly over its length. You traced a few circles around the bulging head, and you took the shaft between two fingers and then starting near the bottom and moving up along its length, you just squeezed it softly, like you were gently pumping something out of it. And then I saw what you'd milked out of it, glistening in the moonlight. I could see a big drop of pre-cum perched right at the head of your penis, balanced right at the hole on that tip. You gave your cock another squeeze and the drop of pre-cum grew even bigger until it grew heavy enough to start dripping down the underside of your head. Are you doing that again now, Daddy? Are you pumping and milking sticky drops of pre-cum out of your hard-on? I hope so, Daddy. I'm not sure why, but what you did next turned me on so bad, Daddy. Even now, thinking about it just drives me wild. You took one finger and started to spread your pre-cum all over the head, massaging in circles all over that tight, swollen tip. And I could see that smooth, sticky liquid coating the head, especially the underside. You rub your fingertip on the underside a few times. Do that now, Daddy. Coat your head in pre-cum. Make the tip so wet and play with the part where the underside of your head meets the thick, fleshy shaft. Oh, God, Daddy. Now I'm coming to the part that I haven't been able to stop obsessing over. I'd been so focused on your glistening, bulging cockhead that I'd almost forgotten what you were holding in your other hand. But then I saw you lift it up from your side. That tiny, tight pair of lacy black panties that you'd taken from my dresser. First, you brought my panties up high in the air, dangling them from your fingers. Up high like that, they were a little bit out of the light, but my eyes had adjusted by then, and I could see what you were doing, Daddy. You were leaning your head back and letting the soft cloth of my panties fall on your face and caress it. And then you couldn't help yourself, Daddy. I saw you suddenly take hold of my panties in your fist and shove them close to your face. And I heard you take a sudden, strong inhale. You were inhaling the sweet, feminine perfume of my panties. And at that moment, I remember thinking, oh, Daddy, if you only knew what the panties I'm wearing felt like, you might want to take them in your hand, too, and press them against your face. Because the whole time I'd been watching you and feeling that hot vibration coursing through my body, I'd been leaking my little girl wetness from out my pussy. And when I saw you playing with my panties, so much hot wetness flooded out of me and soaked my panties. I remember the pair I was wearing. They were those pink and black striped bikini bottoms. I'm wearing them again now, in fact, and they're getting soaked again while I talk to you about that night. I was so turned on, Daddy. So horny for you. I didn't think I could get any more turned on by all the nasty, perverted things you were doing until I watched what you did next. You touched your fingertip again to the tip of your hard dick, and a thick, glistening strand of pre-cum stretched out as you pulled your finger away. Then with your other hand, you brought my panties down and touched one lacy edge of them to that pearly string of pre-cum. And then you turned my panties inside out and started wiping the head of your cock with the inside crotch. Every once in a while, I caught a glimpse of that shiny juice trailing and smearing all over the smooth black fabric. You were making such a sticky, gooey mess all over my panties, Daddy. Do it again, Daddy. Make a mess in my panties. Spread that clear, sticky cock juice all over the fabric of the crotch. You know, I've worn those panties many times. Had them hugging my waist, my hips, my ass, and my crotch. The part you're rubbing now, that part has brushed against my pussy so many times. It's almost like you're touching your cock to my pussy lips. Almost like you're painting my pussy with your pre-cum. It made me want you so bad. It made me want to feel that sticky, gooey mess all over me. All over my skin, touching my face, dripping from my fingers, spread all over my thighs. And most of all, I wanted you to rub the tip of your dick all over the panties I was wearing, to feel your hardness pressing against me, to feel your sticky wetness mixing with the damp heat between my legs. I wanted to reach down and touch myself so bad. I wanted to be a bad girl and pretend my fingers were your cock and rub them all over my wet panties. But I stayed frozen and I kept watching you. After you made my panties messy with your pre-cum, you brought them down lower and caressed your balls with the soft, silky material. Do it please, Daddy. Brush the soft fabric of my panties against the skin of your balls. Massage and caress your tight, heavy balls with my panties. Does it feel good, Daddy? Are your balls so full now? Are they so full of cum? Is your cum building up inside of you so much now? So close to the edge? You took those lacy black panties again and wrapped the crotch around the part where your shaft meets your head, pulling it into a tight ring around your cock and then tugging at it rhythmically. You were using my panties to jack yourself off, Daddy. And I remember thinking it was so hot. I remember wanting to crawl over and help jack you off with my soft little hands too, but of course I kept still. And besides, it was so sexy watching you masturbate with my panties. Is that what you're doing now, Daddy? Tugging my panties while they're wrapped tight around you, pulling at the rim of your cockhead. Oh yeah. You kept jerking your cock with those sexy panties. Sometimes just tugging at the fabric to stimulate your taut, stiff erection. And sometimes just grabbing it all in your fist. My silky panties surrounding your shaft, pumping up and down hard and fast. I know you're doing it now, Daddy. I know you're jacking off with my sexy panties again. I love it, Daddy. I love how you jerk off in my panties. Remember how close that cloth has been to my cunt, Daddy? It's like you're rubbing up and down against my tight, wet pussy. Wouldn't you like that, Daddy? To rub your hard dick against my little girl cunt? Oh, God. You kept jerking and you got so excited that you started bucking your hips up into your fist and my panties as you masturbated. It was like you were fucking my panties. Fucking them hard and fast now. And I knew then for sure how much you wanted me. Because I knew that if you could have my pussy, you would fuck it hard and fast just like you were fucking my panties. Oh, yes, Daddy. Do it again now. Fuck my panties. Fuck them. Feel my sexy panties gripping tight around your cock and fuck them. Fuck them like you want to fuck my pussy. Fuck my panties like they're my horny, wet cunt. Yes. Fuck my panties, Daddy. Fuck me. Fuck my little girl panties. Yeah, fuck your little girl. Oh God, are you ready to make a mess in my panties again, Daddy? Just like that night when I watched you come so hard in my sexy panties? Are you ready to paint those slutty little girl panties with your hot daddy cream? Don't hold back, Daddy. Get close. Think about how those panties have been right up against the soft skin of my pussy lips. It's like you're fucking my naughty, wet pussy, Daddy. Fuck it. Fuck your little girl's pussy. Fuck her sweet little cunny. Fuck that pretty cunny until you're ready to come. Fuck those panties until you're so close to the edge. Get ready to ruin my panties, Daddy. Oh, yeah, ruin my pussy. Point the head of your cock straight up into the crotch of my panties. So tight and hot and wet. Imagine you're sticking it straight into my pussy. Rub the soft, silky fabric all over your cock head and shaft like you want to rub my little cunt. Are you ready to let go, Daddy? You ready to spray that white, hot cum into the crotch of my slutty panties? Oh, yeah. I want that big daddy cock to give me that special daddy cream. Please give me that cum. Please let go and shoot that hot load into my panties. Do it. Pump it into my panties. Milk it, make a mess, and ruin my panties, Daddy. Yeah, paint them with your white, hot cum. Oof, mark them. Claim them. Make my panties yours, Daddy. Make my pussy yours. Make me yours, Daddy. I want your cum on my panties. I want your cum on me. Oh, yeah, mark me. Claim me, Daddy. Make me your dirty little girl. Oh, yeah. Ruin me. Make me so dirty. Make me so messy. Yes, that's it, Daddy. Come. Come. Oh, God. Yeah, come in my panties. Come for me. Come for your baby girl. Make a mess in my panties and make me feel like a big girl. Yes. That's right. Keep coming, Daddy. Keep going. I want you to squeeze every last drop of your cream onto my panties. I want them to be so covered in cum that you can't even see the fabric anymore. And then, if I were there, I'd take my panties back and first I'd stick out my tongue and lap up some of that yummy cum, Daddy. I'd lick it straight off of my dirty panties. And then I'd wipe some of it over my cheeks and my chin so you could see my pretty face with your cum all over it. And then finally, I'd pull down the panties I was wearing, and I'd rub the rest of your cum all over my pussy. And then I'd just stuff those messy, cum-filled panties into my other panties as I pulled them back on. And then I'd sleep with them there, stuffed tight against my little girl pussy. Sleep like that all night, with the wet cum stains rubbing all over my cunny as I slept and dreamed of you. So, that's what I wanted to tell you, Daddy. I feel so much better now getting this all off my chest. I hope I made you feel better now, too. I did, didn't I? You better clean yourself up. Just wipe it all up with my panties, Daddy. Like they're your own personal cum rag. That's better. I hope it felt so good for you, Daddy. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for always being there for me. Sweet dreams, Daddy.